Last Sunday, we studied about the original heaven and what are the things in heaven. And we learned a little bit about the Old Testament people will be going to heaven. But at the same time, we learned that New Testament people, mean the church, will go into the new heaven. So we are going to review a little bit Old Testament people, what they were saying about heaven. We're talking about Abraham. We read last week, but we are going to read it again. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 10. Please read.
Hebrews 11, 10. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Now he's talking about the Abraham. Abraham was looking for a city. But he was looking for the heavenly city, because he says, whose builder and maker is God. He was looking for the heavenly city. Let's read the verse 13.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
They were thinking they are just the strangers and pilgrims on this earth. So that means they were looking for the city. They were not looking this old Jerusalem where we are living today. They were looking for heavenly city. Let's read the verse 14.
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
So what he's trying to say, they were saying, and plainly they were looking for the city, not only city, but the country. And that is the heavenly country, heavenly place they were looking for. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now here is saying, but now they desire a better country. That is the heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared them for the city. That means they were looking for the city, and that city or the country is heavenly. And from that we know the Old Testament people also were looking to go to heaven where the Father is, because they have connection with the Father. When Jesus Christ came into this world, Jewish people did not want to hear when he was talking about Father going to heaven. They thought he is blasphemy, and they even wanted to kill him, and they killed him. And so the Old Testament people, they always wanted to go to Father. So what Jesus Christ is saying about them, especially he's talking about John the Baptist. Now John the Baptist was the greatest prophet, and Jesus Christ was the last prophet. But Jesus Christ says about the John the Baptist. Please read from Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. Please read from the Old King James, okay?
Matthew 11, 11. Right. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Now what Jesus Christ is saying, he's saying, I'm telling you that John the Baptist is the greatest. Anyone was born into this world, if you compare John the Baptist, he is the greatest. But he says even though there is someone least in the kingdom of God, he will be greater than the John the Baptist. Now many people do not understand this scripture. They are thinking only greater person is in heaven. That is Jesus. Jesus is already greater. But then Jesus did not say, whoever least in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is not least in the kingdom of God. He is the greatest. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. So from this verse, we know that the John the Baptist is called greatest prophet. And when you go back from Abraham to the John the Baptist, you can see John the Baptist is greatest. Now, see what the John the Baptist says about himself. St. John chapter 3, verse 29.
He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled.
Now what John the Baptist is saying, there is a bride and there is a bridegroom. But he says, I am not the bride, I am not the bridegroom, I am just a friend. And he says, as the bridegroom talks and the friend listens and the friend gives very happiness and joy, he says, same way, when I hear the bridegroom, my joy is fulfilled. From that, John the Baptist is saying, I am not the bridegroom, I am not the bride, but I am just a friend, the bridegroom. So that means, if the John the Baptist is the greatest among all the people who were born, and he is the friend of God, then all other Old Testament people can be called the friends of God. When Jesus Christ was on this earth, he even called his disciples, you are my friends. And if you are my friend, I'll tell you everything what the friend can tell each other. So the many people thinking, what is the difference between the Old Testament people, John the Baptist is called friend, and his disciples were called the friend. His disciples were called the friend before Jesus Christ was crucified. When Jesus Christ crucified, he took our sin on the cross and he was buried. After 3 days when he came out of the ground, he was risen. He gave the hope of resurrection. Then anyone believes Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, now Jesus Christ comes to their heart and God says, now you receive Jesus Christ as my son, so I give you the authority, the power to be called the sons of God. So that means we are not the friend alone, now we are the sons of God. But when the Holy Spirit came upon this earth and all the disciples, when they filled with the Holy Spirit, that was the day of Pentecost, or the church started. The church was born. When the church is called the bride of Christ, when the John is saying the bridegroom and bride, he's talking about the New Testament church and he's talking about Jesus Christ. So now we are not only friend, we are the bride of Christ. Because if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you took water baptism, and you filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not a child alone, but you are the bride of Christ. So now, when you are bride of Christ, then friend lives in a different place, and the bride goes with the bridegroom. And we know in the heaven, that is original heaven, when Jesus Christ comes, takes us to heaven, and there is a marriage supper. At that marriage supper, all the friends are invited. All the friends are invited means including the John the Baptist and all the other Old Testament people were invited. When the marriage supper happens, that means there is a bride, there is a bridegroom, and there are friends. And so now, what the Word of God is saying, Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 14, this is a little bit confusing, Because when he says, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you, and when I'll come back and I'll take you with me, wherever I am, there you'll be. But the same time, when he comes, in the book of Thessalonians chapter 4, we read verses 13 to 18, when he comes, then dead in Christ will rise first, and then we are alive, we will be transformed, and we'll go with him. So we go with him that we are going for the marriage or marriage supper. So I learned, according to the Jewish custom, the marriage supper happens in the Father's house. So even though he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that place, Jerusalem, was not yet prepared because he was just taking the bride for the wedding. So the wedding happens in the old or the original heaven. That's why he says, please read in St. John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
As I said earlier, he was saying, I'm going to take you to my Father's home. And but when we, after the marriage supper, we are going to come back with Jesus Christ after the great tribulation, and then Jesus Christ will defeat the enemies and he will start the millennium kingdom. Jesus Christ already promised us that we are going to go to heavenly kingdom. Let's read the Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Now here, the Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, saying, but we are come unto the Mount Zion. The Mount Zion, he is not talking about in ordinary Jerusalem. He's talking about the heavenly Jerusalem. He says, we come unto the Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem is very clear. We are talking about going to heavenly Jerusalem. New Testament people, when we are going to go to heaven, we are going to go to Mount Zion. We are going to go to the new Jerusalem. Verse 24.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Verse 28.
Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
We are going to go to Jesus, who is the mediator. And then he says, we are going to go to the kingdom. That kingdom will not be destroyed or will be moved. So we are going to go to permanent place, which called New Jerusalem, or which called heaven. Now, last time we learned about original heaven, but the new heaven and New Jerusalem is recorded in Revelation chapter 21. So let's go to the Revelation chapter 21 and start reading from verse 1.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
Now here he's saying, I saw new heaven and new earth. At that time, he is not saying anything about the new Jerusalem. He saw the new earth and new heaven. Now God showed him new earth and new heaven. So now he's going to see where the new Jerusalem is going to be. First, God showed him the new heaven and new earth. Please read verse 2.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Now he is saying he saw the New Jerusalem city, beautiful, just like a bride, and decorated. So he says, I saw first heaven, and I saw the earth, and then I saw the New Jerusalem coming from God. So now we know there is a new earth, there is a new heaven, and on this new heaven and on this new earth, this New Jerusalem city will be. Verse 3.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Now he is saying the God is going to make a tabernacle with men, means God is going to live with men. Now when the people read this, they are thinking God is going to leave the original heaven permanently and will be coming to live on this New Jerusalem, which is in new heaven, which is in new earth, and God is going to come and live in there. That's what the people think. But we will be reading, our God can be everywhere. So he can be in New Jerusalem and he can be in original heaven, because they go back and forth. But now we see the God is going to come and live with the man, means mankind. In original heaven, we read already in Revelation chapter 7, all these people comes from the great tribulation. They gather together in the original heaven. They stand before God near the temple. We'll be reading that little bit later. Okay, please read following verse.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Now again, he's saying in this chapter, God will wipe away their tears, no sorrow, no death, no crying, or no pain or suffering. Now, this is the same way when those people came from tribulation, and God says the same thing, and God wipes up their tears. Now, this is the second time that he is saying he is going to wipe out their tears. Now, these are the different group of people. God is not going to wipe up the tears for the two times for the same people. These are the two different kinds of people. Let's read the Revelation chapter 21, verse 5.
And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
Now here, who are sitting on the throne? Now the God the Father and a God the Son, they were sitting on the throne, because he says, now God says, I'm going to make my tabernacle with people, with men. But now he says, who are sitting on the throne, he says, I'm going to make everything new. Now, we know Jesus Christ is the Creator. The Son of God creates heavens and earth and everything. Now, he is creating things. Now, for example, John just saw the New Jerusalem city coming from God, landing on the new earth. Now, this is not a building he saw. He saw the walls and the foundation. This is all big fence and the gates he saw. He did not see anything in detail inside the fence or inside the wall or inside the gate. But now we are seeing inside the gate there is a throne, and someone sitting on the throne, that has to be Jesus Christ. He is saying, I'm going to make everything new. And the verse 6, he says, He said, "It is done." Means Jesus Christ made so many things inside that fence city, but it's not revealed to us what other things are created in that city. Only we know that Jesus Christ and his Father's throne, and he is sitting beside his throne, but his Father's throne also in the original heaven, and Jesus Christ also sits on his Father's throne. Now let's read the Revelation chapter 21, verse 10.
Verse 10, "And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God."
Now, here John the Revelator telling a little bit in detail. First he said, "I saw the heaven, new heaven, I saw the new earth, and I saw the new Jerusalem city lying or landing on that new heavenly earth." But now he says, "I want to tell you where I was when I saw the city coming from God." He said, "I was in the Spirit, and God lifted him in the Spirit, and he took him to the high mountain." That mountain was not on earth, because he was lifted away, carried away in the Spirit to a great and a high mountain. On earth, we have the greatest mountain called Mount Everest. But in heaven, there might be greatest mountain. The name is not given. There is another mountain called Mount Zion. But he says the greatest mountain. And he took me there and showed me the great city. Now he was standing on that highest mountain in heaven and looking at the city. And God showed him the city, and that city, he says, called Holy Jerusalem City. The Holy Jerusalem City he saw. And he saw that city slowly coming down from heaven and coming from God. And where was coming? He already said earlier, it was coming in new heaven and new earth, and that city came on that new planet God has created, or he is going to create. So that means that city he saw means city is not a small building, city is a whole city. So he saw the boundary of city and the gates of the city, and so he is explaining in verse 12, Revelation chapter 21, verse 12.
"And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel."
Now here it's saying, and a wall was great and high. All these walls, they had 12 gates, and each gate, they had one angel, means there were 12 angels on 12 gates. And on those gates, outside the gates, were written the name of the tribe of Israel. There are 12 tribes, and there are 12 gates. So all these 12 gates, every tribe's name is written in each gate. There is a wall all around. There are gates. Verse 14.
"And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb."
We saw the gates, and the outside the gate of, on the gate, the Old Testament people, means all the 12 tribes' names were written. But he saw even foundation. How he was able to see the foundation? Because the city was just coming down, and so everything is attached. The wall and foundation are attached. We don't know what kind of material is that, because in the earth, we have the cement, concrete, and things like that. Maybe each stone was put in inside the other stone, or what kind of material is, sticky material is there, we don't know. But when he saw the whole city, it is not easy with our naked eyes to see all this city, because this city is not small city. It has 1,500 miles, means length is 1,500 miles, width is 1,500 miles, and the height is 1,500 miles. Mm-hmm. With the naked eyes, if you're standing one corner and looking at from one end to another end, our eyes will not see 1,500 miles end up that building. But this has to be supernatural. God gave him supernatural eyesight to see all four corners of the city and all the gates of the city and all the angels standing there and one jewel. So he was able to see this city. Verse 16 it says, and the city lieth four square, 1,500 miles. So now, as I said, ordinarily, no man can see standing in one side and looking. He might be going all around when the angels was measuring the city. Maybe he's going all around and looking at the city, looking at the gate. Even that there are 12 gates, but the size of the gate is not given. Can you imagine 1,500 miles long, each side, four sides? So now there will be three gates in each side. We don't know how tall the gates are and how wide the gates are. Only measurement is given. Now, when I was listening to one person, and he said, this city is like a cube. When you say cube, cube is cover four sides. But this is not cover from the top. This is just the city boundary we are seeing. And that means he is saying all the city boundary is 1,500 square all around. But then he gives the width. Read the Revelation chapter 21, verse 17.
And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel.
Now he is saying, we saw this city wall 1,500 miles long and wide and tall, but he says, when he measured the wall's width, it's 216 feet wide. So, he saw this foundation and everything. I don't know, after he saw this city coming, means this wall of the city coming down, it was buried, all these 12 foundation inside the ground, or they were landing on the surface of the ground, we do not know. Because ordinarily, when we build the buildings on earth, we dig the foundation, and when the foundation comes up to the surface of the land, then we build the house there. But here he says 12 different kinds of foundation stones were there, and the city had the 12 foundation, and on the foundation name was given like a 12 apostles. And we don't know whose names are there, because one apostle is gone and they chosen another one. There are 12 apostles' names in the 12 foundation. So when we counting the height of the building, I don't know he counted from the foundation and up to the top, or he just counted the surface, the ground, and up. We don't know. Only we know the length, height, and the width is same, 1,500, and the wall is 216 feet wide. Now, if the wall is 216 feet wide, that foundation, nobody can move it, and no wind, no hurricane will be there anyhow. And no thief and no robbers will be there. So So that 216 feet wall, width of the wall, nobody will be able to move it. Not only that, there are angels standing in each gate. How the wall was made, or how the foundation is made. Revelation chapter 21, verse 18.
And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass.
Okay, now this building walls was like a jasper, and the city was a pure gold, and like unto clear glass. That means it's talking about the land or the wall, because in the tabernacle, all the walls were pure gold. But he's saying the walls are jasper and the foundations are different stones, but he said the city was pure gold. So when we say city, he's talking about inside the city, because all the street will be the golden city. Verse 21, please read.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
Now he says, 12 gates, 12 pearls, and city is pure gold, like a transparent glass, and 12 angels. So we see the city means we saw the city borders, we saw the city walls, we saw the city gates. Each gate has a one pearl, each gate has a one angel, and the city gates, they were always open, and nobody can close the gate. We do not know anything inside, how many buildings are inside, how many rooms are inside, because when you say, when the walls are 1,500 miles, so you can see from one end to another end, 1,500 miles, within that there might be so many small buildings, because the bride is going to live there or come there, so they have to have lots of rooms there. But we do not see anything. God did not tell us everything about the new Jerusalem inside yet. Only few things we learn. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22.
And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
Now here it is saying there is no temple. But we learned last week there is a temple in heaven, and that temple is not going to disappear. But here it says God the Father, God the Son is going to come and live with people. So that's why he said there is no temple. God the Father and God the Son will be their temple. And verse 25.
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
When Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God the Father, will be in the New Jerusalem, when they come there, their light will be flashing from all the 12 gates, and that light will go around the earth where the people are living. New people will be living in a new earth. So we see there now in a new heaven and new earth, where there will be New Jerusalem, and then they will be thrown up God also. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3.
And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
Now here is saying, the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb shall be in it. In it means in that New Jerusalem. And then he said, and his servants. Now in the New Jerusalem, the servants of God are the church. they will be serving to God the Father and God the Son in New Jerusalem. And we learn in the original heaven, the servants of God are the Old Testament people will be there praising God and glorifying God for 24 hours in the original heaven. Now some people will be thinking, this is very confusing. In the New Jerusalem, God the Father and God the Son promised to live here. Now what happened? Old heaven, is it going to vanish away? No. We learned last week that is not going to vanish away. Now here we read in Revelation chapter 22 verse 3, his servants will be serving him in New Jerusalem. Please read Revelation chapter 22 verse 4.
They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.
Now, these people who are serving in New Jerusalem, the servants of God, and he said on their forehead, they will be written the name of God. So now, who are these people? Some of the people are thinking in the Revelation chapter 7, all these 144,000, they had the seal of God and on their forehead, the God's name was written. So people might be confused. Those Old Testament people might be coming in here. But they are not coming here because we already learned they will be in the original heaven. But Revelation chapter 14, verse 1, please read.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
See, father's name is written on their forehead, and there are 144,000 following the lamb on the Mount Zion. Now, this might be happening when the tribulation going on earth. So these are not the same people, because those 144,000 on earth, they were also sealed, but they were kept there, preserved there for the millennium kingdom. So Revelation chapter 14 verse 1, we are the church, we are the bride of Christ, and we are the servants of God. We will be serving God the Father, God the Son in Jerusalem also, New Jerusalem. Now, Revelation chapter 7, verse 15, please read.
Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Now see, here is very clear. They are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Now see how people will be confused. They say, hey, we saw in New Jerusalem Father and Son sitting on the throne, and the people will be serving him. And then you're saying in the temple, he will be sitting on the throne, and these people will be serving him day and night. From that we know these are not the same people. These are the two different people. But the God the Father is omnipresent. In the world, when Jesus Christ was here, he was not the same time in several places. But in heaven, that thing will come true. He can be in New Jerusalem, and he can be in old or original heaven. When people are in New Jerusalem, they see the Father and Son sitting on the throne, and the New Jerusalem, the servant of God who has the seal of God or the name of God, they will be serving him there. But when we come to the original heaven where the temple is, and the people are standing and worshiping him day and night, and there is the Father's throne, so we can see Father there. It will seem like when we came, the Father came with us. But Father can be revealed here, and Father can be revealed in New Jerusalem it is not difficult because we are not living on ordinary earth. So the God can be in both places for the same time, or the we can see wherever we go. So it is not confusing. It is very plain. There are two places. There are two heavens. There are one Jerusalem is New Jerusalem will be in the new heaven, and the temple will be in an original heaven. So now here we see, we read it in the Revelation chapter 21, when the people arrive there, God wipe out their tears. But the same thing happens when the people come to the original heaven, there also God the Father wipes out their tears. Revelation 7:17.
Okay. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Jesus Christ is also here. When we saw Jesus Christ sitting on the throne in New Jerusalem, but when we come to the original heaven, the Lord is there in the center. And he is also on the throne. And he is acting like their shepherd. And then he will guide them to the spring water. Jesus Christ is in a New Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ will be coming to the original heaven. We see Jesus Christ is in New Jerusalem. God the Father is in New Jerusalem. In the New Jerusalem, there is a throne. God the Father, God the Son sits on the throne. But when we come to the old original temple, we see the God the Father and the God the Son, and God the Son lead these people to the living water as a shepherd. That's what we learn. So from that we know these are two different places, and we don't have to get mixed up. So now we see in New Jerusalem, there is a land called New Earth and New Heaven and New Jerusalem City. They are all in New Heaven. Now, let's read Revelation chapter 21, starting from verse 24.
And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it.
When we see here, the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Light of it, the light of the Jerusalem. Light of God, or light of the Son of God. When you say the nations, these are the nations which are saved. If you remember, we read in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, God is going to save the whole Israel people. When Jesus Christ comes second time to earth, that time, those people, Israeli people, will ask forgiveness for their sins, and that's the time the whole nation will be saved. But here he says, Revelation chapter 21, 24, and the nations of them which are saved. He didn't say nation, nations. That means on earth there are so many nations. And each nation, there are so many Christian people born again. And so we know in the world today, there are all kinds of denominations. Some people are preaching only salvation message. Some people preaching salvation and water baptism. And some people preaching salvation, water baptism, and Holy Spirit. So we see the people who are only born again people in every nation, they call saved nations. Israel also was saved nations,
and all other people also are saved nations. So here he's saying the saved nations will walk in the light of God, or the light coming mm-hmm. from the Jerusalem city. Mm-hmm. Now we learned earlier the Israeli people's name is on the top of the gates. In the mm-hmm. olden days, when there was a tabernacle, Israeli people were outside the tabernacle, outside the gate, and they were all around the tabernacle. Same situation is here. The New Jerusalem city had the 12 gates, and all mm-hmm. around is the land. And those people who are saved, all nations people will be in that land. The saved people can stay in the land. They mm-hmm. are not going to come to the throne of God or sit near the inside or on the throne of God. Because Jesus Christ said already to Nicodemus, if you want to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born again. If you are saved, you can mm-hmm. see the kingdom of God. But if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, he said, you have to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. That calls mm-hmm. the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and the New Testament people received the Holy Spirit. And so those people will be with him. We read that they will be serving him who has the or their forehead, the name of God, and the people who are walking with him in the Mount Zion, those are the people will be in the kingdom of God, because Jesus Christ says, you will be the kings and the priests. When we sitting with Jesus Christ to do the judgment or the kingship, we will be with Jesus Christ on his throne. But at the same time, all the people who are born again, children of God, spirit-filled people, they are called the kings. They are called the bride. Those people can go on earth and see they will be kings in different places. Now all the nations will be there on the new earth. So the new earth is not small like this earth, because this earth has so many waters and mountains. But on the heavenly earth, there is a plain ground, and saved people will be living there, millions and billions of people. What those people will be doing? Are they doing farming? Are they doing some kind of business? We don't know what they're doing. But it says all these kings of the earth will be going there and bringing the glory from the earth to the New Jerusalem. He said you will be kings, so we'll be kings all around. And then they bringing the glory, maybe treasure, maybe something they bring and take it to the New Jerusalem where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is. And he says, here is the glory, here is the precious things we got from this earth, from the nations, and we are here. So they are the one going to bring the glory to the New Jerusalem, the mm-hmm. kings of the earth. When you say kings, in the Old Testament, they have to be anointed. So we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, and we mm-hmm. are the kings and the priests. Mm-hmm. So we will be reigning with Christ. And where we are reigning, we are not reigning in the New Jerusalem where the Jesus Christ throne is. We will be reigning all the nations all around the New Jerusalem mm-hmm. city. There will be land and there will be people living. And then I said earlier, the Old Testament people also can go to the temple for worship. And some of the people, he says, my father's house, there are many mansions. So some of the people, we don't know, the John the Baptist, Daniel, mm-hmm. or good people, they will be living in those mansions, and some of the ordinary people will be in the new land or new earth. And we will be, the kings will be going on there and bringing the glory of God or the glory of that land from the saved nations, and they will bring it to the kingdom. Read the verse 26, Revelation 21, 26.
And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
See, again it says, they. Now I read in some other Bible, it said they means all the worldly people bringing the glory. But they are not the worldly people. Only people will bring the glory, the kings. They are ruling on earth, and they bring the glory into the city that is the New Jerusalem. So this is what God is showing us, what is in New Jerusalem. We do not know more details. Only we know the throne of God, throne of Christ, and the servants of God will be serving him. They will be the one going to the nations. They will be the one, be the kings of the nations, and bring the glory from the nations to the Jerusalem city. Revelation 21, verse 27.
And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Now it is very clearly saying who will be entering to that city. Now we know the liars and all these sinners, they won't be there anyhow. They already will be burned to hell. And in heaven there is no other sinners anyhow. But the point he is giving here, the people who are going to enter into the New Jerusalem or the new city, those people are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the only time mentioned. Now we have three books. One book is called the other books. The people's name are written, sinners. And if their name is not found in a book of life, they will be all going to eternal hellfire. And another book is Book of Life. So all the people who are saved, or even the Old Testament people, their names are written in the Book of Life. If you remember, God says, I'm not going to take your name, Moses, from the Book of Life. So the Moses and all the Old Testament people's name are written in the Book of Life. So they are not going to enter into the New Jerusalem according to this verse. He says only people will be entering to that new city. That person's name has to be written, the Lamb's Book of Life. So the people who are born again, spirit-filled, believing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. All other people's name are written in the Book of Life, and they will be on the saved nations on the earth. But we will be serving Jesus Christ. We means the church. Church will be serving Jesus Christ in the New Jerusalem. Old Testament people, they can come to the New Jerusalem city. They can see their name written in there. They can walk around outside the building, but they will be not able to enter into that because they have no ministry there. They can live in the land. They can go to the original heaven. They can worship there and stand before God. But the bride can go anywhere. Bride can go to the temple, inside the temple. Even the Old Testament people, they are not allowed to go into the temple because their priesthood is taken away, their kingship is taken away, Jesus Christ is the high priest. No Aaron's priesthood will be in heaven. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords. No David king will be in new heaven or even the original heaven. So these people can be standing in front of the temple and worshiping all this Old Testament. But the New Testament people, they can go to the New Jerusalem, sit at the throne of Jesus Christ, come out up there, go to the nations, and bring the glory of the nations into the mm-hmm. New Jerusalem to Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. And then when we go to the original heaven, Jesus Christ goes to the temple, we followed him, he will be the high priest, and we will be the priests. But the Old Testament people standing in front of the temple, they cannot mm-hmm. enter into the temple. So these are the things nobody's teaching, nobody understands, nobody wants to teach anybody because very confusing. People will be thinking how this can happen. But we learn the original heaven will be always there. And when the New Jerusalem is built, it's built for bride. It says the city is called the bride. When it's called bride, that means bride will be there. It's so simple. Now, we are going to read Revelation chapter 22, verse 2.
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations.
Now again, see here, the tree's leaves, if the people eat, that will be the healing of the nations. He did not say healing for the bride, healing for the nations. Now somebody will say, what is the difference? There is no sickness, there is no disease, people are not going to die. Why these leaves are for there to eat? If there is a fruit and the fruit trees are there, why can't people eat the fruit? Why they have to eat the leaves? But I think, let's get the example for today. We learned that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for us, and with his stripes we are healed. It very clearly says in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, and St. Peter repeats in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. With his stripes, we were healed, he says, the Peter says, and Isaiah said, with his stripes, we are healed. Now, how many believers today believe that perfect healing? Many believers do not believe that. They think medicine and prayer works. But the Word of God says, with his stripes, we are healed. The same way in heaven, if there is a fruit of life and everything, there is no need of eating those leaves. But how this came about, let's read the Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 12.
And by the river, upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to its months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
This is in the millennium. And he says, in that millennium, when you are eating these fruits, mm-hmm. and you can take that leaf and eat as a medicine. So these Old Testament people, they got practice eating these leaves for 1,000 years. So mm-hmm. they got addicted. And maybe if there was no leaves to eat in heaven, I don't know, they might be depressed or what, I don't know. But the Word of God says that was a medicine on the millennium, the leaves people were eating. Today, the blood of Jesus Christ is available, and we believe with his stripes we are healed. But many people do not believe, and they need a medicine. The same way, in when we go to heavenly kingdom, and we see the leaves will be there on the either side of the street, and that river will be flowing from New Jerusalem and going on the land outside the gate, where the people are living, nations of people are living, and they will be thinking, we have the fruits and everything, just eat the leaves, so we will not have any sickness. That is, I don't know why it is written there, but this is only for the saved nations. The bride is not going to eat the leaves. The bride is trusting God, and we will be with the throne of God. No sickness, no disease will be coming, already said. So we don't have to get panic that if there is no leaf, how are we going to have medicine in heaven? So we don't know, this is just a pacifier for the people who are not believing in a complete healing. But these leaves are there in case they think we were eating these leaves all of our life, 1,000 years, and now if we eat this, we will be not getting sick. We don't know what it is. But the point I'm making, we do not have to have those leaves for healing. Jesus Christ already healed us, and we will be there forever. And we don't have to worry about sickness and disease, because there will be no sickness and there will be no disease anyhow. Let's read the Revelation chapter 22, verse 5.
And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Now here he's saying again, in talking about the New Jerusalem, the Lord is reigning, Lord is Jesus Christ. We will be reigning with him forever, and we will not have any problem about darkness or anything, because Jesus Christ will be the light of the world, and now it will be true. Jesus Christ came here, he said, I am the light of the world. But when you go to the New Jerusalem and the whole wide world on earth, the light of Jesus Christ will shining from the gates, 12 gates, and all these saved nations will see the light of Jesus Christ, and they will be walking in the light of the world, Jesus Christ. So there won't be any darkness, no need of sun and moon, no need of any other lights, but the Jesus Christ will be the light of the whole world. New earth, people living, saved nations, they will be walking in his light anyhow. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.
Now, when we see here, the people who do his commandments, when you read the commandments, things comes in your mind, maybe this might be Old Testament people. But these are not the Old Testament people. We'll be learning a little bit in details. He said, they do my commandment, and they have the right of the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. And we learn only people can go into the city, according to Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, the people's name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, the commandments we're talking about, Jesus Christ said, already I gave you a new commandment. Go to the St. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love to one another.
Now, this is the commandment he is talking about. That means we are the new commandment people, born again, spirit-filled, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the people whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those are the people will be in the New Jerusalem. And that is the city. And city has the borders. They have the 12 gates. And the Israeli people's names outside the gate. And they are allowed to go to the saved nations where the other saved people are, because they are also called saved nation. So all the saved nations will be outside the gates on the new land called New Earth. But the bride will be in New Jerusalem. We can go to the original heaven. We can come back here. We can go to earth. We can go everywhere. We have no restriction. But the restriction only for the people who are not bride of Christ, they cannot sit on the throne of Jesus Christ. And this is what we learned today. But God willing, next week, we will learn a little bit more about our ministry. So we are going to stop here. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us grace to understand the Word of God. There are so many things we cannot understand. But Lord, you have given us the Holy Spirit and the revelation. So give us grace to learn, understand, and teach others. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.